For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Knicks are preparing to offer OG Anunoby a massive new contract. And according to multiple NBA insiders, that deal is going to be around $35 to $40 million annually. We're going to break down these latest reports and why OG Anunoby must be re-signed by the Knicks. All of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. OG Anunoby is receiving a massive new contract from the Knicks. This was expected. We all knew, given the season that OG Anunoby had with the Knicks as soon as he came here, 26-6, including the playoffs, when OG Anunoby's on the court for the Knicks. With that type of impact, you are absolutely going to get paid. We knew he was going to get paid a lot of money anyways come this offseason, but after this impact, it sounds like he's going to get top dollar. We're talking around $35 to $40 million. This is according to Fred Katz from The Athletic. OG Anunoby's contract is expected to reach $35 to $40 million annually. Anunoby receiving $150 plus million this summer isn't out of the realm of possibilities. All indications are the Knicks will pay Anunoby whatever it takes to re-sign him. Of course the Knicks are going to do whatever it takes to re-sign OG Anunoby. They gave up significant assets in order to get OG on this team. They gave up Emmanuel Quickley, RJ Barrett, and an early second round pick. If Leon Rose gave up all of that, he is definitely going to protect his investment and make sure he re-signs him. But if that takes $35 to $40 million, it looks like the Knicks are perfectly okay with that and they're willing to pay that amount. Now, some people might think that's a lot of money to pay. And if it's only Fred Katz saying it, why should we believe it? Well, you know what? Fred Katz isn't the only person reporting this. SNY's Ian Bagley, our resident NBA insider for the Knicks, he also agrees with Fred Katz and he reported the following. According to Ian Bagley, he states, Anunoby will likely decline his player option and become a free agent. The Knicks can ink Anunoby to a max deal of 5 years, $245 million. Bagley gets this number from Goslin, who broke it down by comparing recent deals given to the following wings, Jeremy Grant and Jaden McDaniels. Using those two as a reference for Ananobi's next deal, Goslin expects that Ananobi's deal is going to be around $35 million annually, and Ian Bagley also agrees with that. Goslin also expects that Ananobi's deal is going to set the market for wings. Shout out to Ian Bagley for basically confirming Fred Katz's report that OG Anunoby is looking at a deal that's going to pay him upwards to $35 million annually per year. Now, some people might think that's an overpay or that's too much for Anunoby because of his durability or the fact that he doesn't play a lot of games each and every year when he's active and available. But here's the thing. When you make an investment into OG Anunoby, when you see the impact he has on this team, when he's available, healthy, and able to play, it's hard not to give Anunoby that money. And then you look at the market for wings already. If you don't offer OG Anunoby what he's worth and you try to lowball him, he could potentially walk in free agency to another team. And if that happens, you lose him for nothing. And you don't want that to happen either. The Knicks must re-sign OG Anunoby, not only for his impact, but also because of the fact you gave up so many assets to get him. If you let him walk for nothing, it would be a failure of a trade. And I can't think that Leon Rose in this front office would be okay with that. So he's definitely going to get re-signed. And I can definitely see the Knicks offering him $35 to $40 million annually. Leave a comment below and let me know. Is that too much money for Anunoby? Is that just right? Or do you think that we should work out another deal for Anunoby where he makes a little bit of a discount for the Knicks so that way the Knicks have more flexibility going into free agency? Let me know your thoughts below. When Leon Rose made the trade for OG Anunoby, he started the domino effect. That effect is called win now. You traded the kids. You traded most of the pieces that we had in order to make sure this Knicks team was ready and set up for success. And credit to you, you did that. And you did it in a way that allows us to make another big move this offseason. And I can't wait to see who that player is. But you gotta imagine, the Knicks core right now that's not gonna be broken up for a very long time is likely going to be Julius Randle, Jalen Brunson, and OG Anunoby.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
Another star player that Leon Rose can likely add to that core without breaking the team up or giving up the farm for that player, Leon's likely going to do that deal and get that player on this roster. If he can do a move like that and then get some more Tom Thibodeau-like players for the bench, this will be a win of an offseason because that's legitimately what the Knicks need headed into next season. If you give the Knicks that, which will allow the starters to rest if you have Tom Thibodeau guys on the bench, that gives the Knicks all the things they need headed into the postseason next year to not only make a major push, but make a push all the way to the NBA Finals. That's the goal for each and every team in the NBA. If that's not your goal, you shouldn't be playing basketball. It's as simple as that. I know a lot of you in the comments are going to say, OG Anunoby's fragile. He doesn't deserve that type of money. He's always injured. 26-6, including the playoffs. He shows up even when the lights are brightest, and that's the type of player that you want on this team. He was playing Game 7. He demanded to play Game 7, even though he knew he wasn't right, he wasn't fully healthy, and that hamstring was not fully ready yet to go. It didn't matter. He wanted to be out there for his team. Not a lot of players would do that. Jared Allen. If a lot of players in the league wouldn't do that, and you have a dog in OG Anunoby, a rising star in this league who wants to be out there for his team because it's a game 7 in the Garden, it's a closeout game, and he understands how much that moment matters. That's the type of player you want on this team. You want a player that can play high-level defense and lock people down. OG Anunoby can give that to you. OG Anunoby gives you the corner threes. He can drive to the basket. He's not afraid of that moment. Do we all forget he has a lot of posters on Joel Embiid during that series? I have a few of them in the back. He has great moments for this team already, and he hasn't even played a full season with us. Could you imagine what OG Anunoby looks like for this Knicks team with a training camp underneath his belt, with a year of chemistry built up with this team? Could you imagine how good we would look? It would basically be like January on repeat each and every month during the season until we got to the playoffs. That's how good this Knicks team could be. This is what we're trying to create. OG Anunoby is a major piece to that. You have to pay him. You have to re-sign him. And if it takes $35 million, oh well, he's getting $35 million. If it takes $40 million, oh well, he's getting $40 million. OG Anunoby is worth that money. I know you guys are going to kill me in the comments. He's not worth $40 million. No way. I'm not saying I want to pay him $40 million. If you're asking me, if the Knicks could get a deal for OG Anunoby under $30 million, it would be an absolute steal. You get him for $30 or $35 million, that's exactly what he's worth. So you getting him for that money, that's okay in my book as well. If you have to pay him a little bit more and give him $40 million per year, I may not like it, but you know what? I will have no problem with it because OG Anunoby is worth that money. It'll be an investment for the future. And Anunoby right now is a made Knick. He is a Knick for many, many years. You made the trade for him. You cannot let him go now. You have to make sure you re-sign him, keep him happy, and make sure he has an impact each and every year that he's on this team for the Knicks. And I don't think you're going to have to worry about that with OG. Defensively, he will always have an impact. And offensively, I think we all saw and remember game two against Indiana. He was starting to find his stride and he was going off. That OG will return during training camp and make his appearance come the regular season, game one, as soon as that ball tips off next season. I cannot wait for that. If you're disappointed in the fact that the Knicks are going to give Anunoby $35 million or $40 million, I really don't know what to tell you. $30 to $35 million is Ananobi's market. If you get Anunoby for his market price or a little bit less than that, you have to consider it a win, regardless of how many games he plays, regardless of if he's injury prone, he's not injury prone, whatever the case may be. The impact is clear. 26-6. That's exactly what the Knicks are paying for. But what about you guys? What do you think about OG Anunoby's next contract with the Knicks starting at $35 to $40 million annually? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button. Leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.